Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 29th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. We are finishing up this section about the monarchy with Revelation chapter 7, and this is a picture of worship around the throne and that the Lamb is enthroned, the sacrificial Lamb, our Lord Jesus. Okay, so we're going to read Revelation chapter 7. I'm going to take a little liberty in the middle here when it starts repeating itself about the 12,000 who were sealed. I'm going to sum that up kind of quickly, and then I'll read the rest of the passage. As I'm reading, I want you to think about how God is calling us into the place of worship, where we are fully aware, or as aware as we can be, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what He has done for us, and where we are aware of our Lord God Almighty, who is seated on the throne, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as I read, my prayer is that we will all be led to worship the one true King. Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Also from the tribe of Reuben and Gad and Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eye." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Amanda was reminding me that John Piper once said that the end goal of the church is not missions, but worship. And here in Revelation 7, we get a glimpse of what that looks like. John provides us with vivid imagery of that throne of God and the Lamb and this great multitude of people from all tribes and tongues and nations. I just got excited reading that. I was thinking about my friends from different cultures that do not believe currently and just praying subconsciously that the Lord would bring them into the fold, that they might be some of the people from the different tribes worshiping God around the throne. The angels and the elders are there, the four living creatures, all join in worshiping God for several things: His majesty, His wisdom, His strength, and His glory. And on that day, the presence of the Lamb will never depart from His people, the scripture reminds us. We will never again experience hunger or thirst or sadness. You know, for believers, this is our guaranteed future. And we yearn for the day when we will stand before the throne of God in praise for our Maker and Redeemer. And on this day, may we together join in our hearts as we pray together to praise the Lord for that kingdom that is coming. Will you pray with me? Father, we praise your holy name. We bow before you in our hearts. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be a people who recognize your majesty, your wisdom, your strength, your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave of himself so that we might be freed. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And also, we praise you, Jesus, because you are the great shepherd of the sheep, and you're continually leading us and guiding us. Bless us today, Lord, and may praise ever be on our lips as we continue through this day. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.